This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Erin McNutt, filling in for Justin Blackwell. I'm joined now by business analyst Paul Martin. Paul, we are approaching that busy season for retail. What's going on this week? Black Friday coming up?
Yeah, you know, that is sort of an unofficial kickoff. Black Friday is, after all, an American construct, not a Canadian one. But, you know, anything that's good always migrates. And so, Canadian retailers saw how it worked for the Americans, so they jumped all over it. And all of a sudden, now Black Friday is a part of what we do, too. And interestingly, Black Friday's turned into, like, Black Friday week or Black Friday 2 weeks as retailers are looking to spark sales activity. But here's the general deal. Thursday's Thanksgiving in the U.S. It's a big, big holiday. Most people take Friday off, so they made a four-day weekend out of it. And retailers took advantage of that by saying, let's make that a big sale day. And, you know, this is the one where you see people lining up at stores at 4 o'clock in the morning to get that $10 TV set or something.
And always that video of just a huge crowd pouring
into
the store. Yep.
Busting down the doors, and somebody gets run over and sent to the hospital and all of that business. And so, you know, it moves a lot of traffic, but then you start to see this is the kickoff for what retailers consider to be the harvest season this last 5 or 6 weeks of the year as we run up to Christmas. And they've actually morphed this a little bit in the U.S. So Friday is Black Friday, which is go to the store in person.
Okay.
The online guys then said, well, we don't want to be left out, so there's Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. So then this becomes a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday kind of thing, and the retail season's kicked off. And we will follow that here in Canada, and there will be the Christmas trees are up. If you haven't seen them already, this is kind of the weekend for those in the commercial sector to be, putting up the flag that the season is upon us. And, you know, this one's an interesting one because we're going in with all the talk being around higher interest rates and inflation. And retail sales numbers, for September, so that's the end of Q3, just came out. In the U.S., surprisingly, they were up, but in Canada, they weren't. Retail sales were down. Two things at play here. One is prices are finally starting to come down a little bit here. And so maybe that's why we spent less, because things cost less. We bought the same amount of gasoline, for example, or the same amount of groceries, but it just cost us a little less. But I think more likely it's that households are starting to pinch their pennies a little bit, particularly in the big cities where mortgage costs have really been dramatically changing. A one-point increase in the mortgage in Vancouver, for example, if you had to renew your mortgage, that's 1% works out to $600 a month for the average mortgage. Wow. In Toronto, it's $550. Well, we've seen about 2 points go up or a little bit more than that. And so they're looking in the neighborhood. If you had to renew your mortgage right now or you're on a variable floating rate or something, you could have seen your mortgage payments go up by like $2,000 a month. I mean, that's making people rethink priorities and how they spend.
For sure.
Don't experience that so much on the prairies because, housing prices have not been as crackers as that. We are a long ways from the $600,000 or $700,000 average price for the country and the $1 million average price in Toronto or Vancouver. So we get away with it a little bit, like we don't have to deal with that. So my guess is retailers here are going to do slightly better than their counterparts in the big cities where people are having to rethink their spending priorities.
Yeah, and everybody likes a deal, even if we're not pinching pennies just as much. You see all those signs and you're getting all the emails from all the different shops you go to, and I could see why people would want to check out some of these sales.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you feel like you've made some kind of a victory or a win when you can get a discount or a deal. And let's face it, retailers know that. And so they will come in, they'll do what they can to entice you to come into their store. And we got to remember this. This is kind of a lost fact in all of this, that through COVID, we really embraced the notion of online shopping.
Yes.
But it's still less than 10% of all the retail activity that goes on.
We like a store with a door.
You got it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Paul.
Not at all. Take care.